This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a few minutes, a self-described fat man goes on an eating spree. But first, a global focus on the business news this morning. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Prosecutors in the state of Sao Paulo are filing charges against former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in a money laundering investigation. From Sao Paulo, here's the BBC's Daniel Gallas.
Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, his wife, and his eldest son are amongst the 16 people who are being formally accused by Sao Paulo prosecutors of money laundering. A judge in Brazil still has to decide whether to accept or deny the charges against Lula. Investigators say the former president and his family own a triple-story beachside apartment, but have concealed this ownership from fiscal authorities. Officially, the apartment belongs to a construction company that is under investigation in the Petrobras scandal. Lula denies all accusations and says he never owned the apartment. He also accuses the prosecutor in the case of being arbitrary. This is a separate investigation from the one that resulted in Lula being briefly detained last week.
From Sao Paulo, Daniel Gallas from our partner broadcaster, the BBC. Let's check the markets. Where we find the 100-share index in London down 0.3%, the DAX in Germany the other way, up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 2 to 0.3% range. We're also watching for the official announcement on interest rates from the European Central Bank in just about an hour. They're low now, and there's a chance they could be set to wicked low if the bank's president, Mario Draghi, goes for more economic stimulus. To France, where protesters are filling the streets this morning after President François Hollande announced he's pushing for changes to that country's labor laws, France's 35-hour work week, and some of the protections afforded to workers against getting laid off are on the chopping block. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
President Hollande is looking to reduce France's 10% unemployment rate and goose the economy.
It's all about making entrepreneurship easier.
Philippe Lacour is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There are many labor laws in France that prevent small company owners in particular to make work more flexible.
Like making it less expensive to fire employees, which could make companies more likely to hire in the first place. David Cleeton is an economics professor at Illinois State University.
If you look at the longer-term history, labor market reforms and flexibility have been important to revive the economies in Western Europe.
But tampering with something as sacred as the 35-hour work week is a decidedly tough sell in France. Tens of thousands of workers protested across the country this week in an effort to kill the plan. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Now to a portrait of a diverse metropolis as spelled out on a plate. City of Gold is a documentary film coming out tomorrow that follows a Pulitzer Prize-winning food critic for the Los Angeles Times around Southern California. When the critic makes reservations, he uses a series of disposable phones to keep his identity secret.
It's kind of like the fat man's version of the Bourne Identity.
The Bourne Identity. Food critic Jonathan Gold, star of the doc, now joins us from our L.A. Studio A. Welcome, Jonathan.
So glad to be here.
So City of Gold, it sounds like it's as much about Los Angeles as it is about you and your work. What are some of the reasons that Los Angeles has become such a, I think, unique place for different cuisines?
Well, it's one of the big centers of world immigration, obviously. And the communities are sort of big enough, spread out enough, that the immigrant groups especially tend to cook for themselves instead of cooking for one another, which may be not as good for the commonweal, but is great for cooking.
That's a burden a lot of responsibility that you have? I mean, if you like a place, it can really change things around for them. In fact, listen to this clip from an Ethiopian place that was apparently struggling before Jonathan Gold wrote some nice things.
All of a sudden, the review came. I could not cook fast enough.
So that doesn't preoccupy you. You're focused on the food.
I'm focused on the food. I'm focused on the restaurant experience. I'm focused on the music of the meal. There's a firewall between critics and the people and institutions they review. So I don't actually know chefs and their stories all that well.
I want to ask you, though, do you ever worry that you are gentrifying these restaurants? A neighborhood place suddenly surges with sometimes richer outsiders, or the other way to look at it, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle on steroids, your presence changes the experience ultimately?
That's funny. I think about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle of restaurant criticism a lot. The great thing about writing for the Los Angeles Times is that when I write about a Cambodian restaurant in North Long Beach, I'm being read by Cambodians in North Long Beach. It's not – I'm not writing for tourists. I'm writing – it's the paper of the community itself.
So what have you been tasting that's good lately?
The place I went to this week that I really love is a Chongqing-style noodle shop called Mian from the owners of a place called Chengdu Taste. They do different kinds of zhajangmian with crumbled pork and pickled vegetables that are just dynamite. They make their own noodles.
Funny you should mention that. A while back when I was visiting Southern California, I went to Chengdu Taste in Alhambra, California, on your recommendation. I had those mung bean noodles with the Sichuan peppercorn.
Aren't those great?
Yeah, they almost burned my eyeballs out, but yeah, they were great. All right, the documentary is called City of Gold, about the culture of Los Angeles through the eyes and palate of a good critic. The movie comes out March 11th. Jonathan Gold, the doc's protagonist and LA Times food critic, thank you.
Thank you.
March 11th is tomorrow, actually. And at marketplace.org later today, there's more about intestines and blood sausage. Listener discretion advised, vegetarians. And market participants are watching for the European Central Bank's decision on interest rates this next hour. We'll be watching as well. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.